I think when you look at the core function of a constitution, it's supposed to be, whether it's federal or state constitution, a document that guides how our government is going to operate and a document that protects our basic rights. And that's the federal government model. That should be the state government model, because when it goes into the constitution, there's no changing it. It's going to impact all Ohioans without the legislature being able to make changes after the fact. That's not the way our government is supposed to operate. Those are supposed to be overriding, guiding principles. And as a result of that, the principles should be widely agreed upon. They should be widely supported. And the 60% threshold will ensure that inherently, in order to get that number, it needs to be bipartisanly supported by a wide array of groups, rural, urban, and all other sorts of groups across the state of Ohio. And the federal founders highlighted the reason that they made the threshold to amend our federal constitution so high. In the Federalist Papers, Madison's 10th paper, he talks about the danger of faction and the danger of divisiveness if you amend the constitution. It shouldn't be reserved. The constitution should not be reserved for the political issues of the day. It should be reserved for the issues that unite us, not the issues that divide us.
Well, I just feel the Constitution is a document that should not be easy to change. It should not become a political document. And if it does change, it should change in a way that you have a bigger percent of people supporting that issue, so that it's not an issue that becomes divisive between the people of Ohio, because we just need to get rid of the divisiveness and start working on issues that we all support.